Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, May 8th. Two Hanover police officers were injured during an arrest this week. They were called to an apartment building on 7th Avenue Tuesday morning for a dispute between a tenant and the building manager. Police say the 35-year-old male tenant was wanted by several police services across Ontario, and after being briefly taken into custody, he was walked back to his apartment to secure his dog. But when they got there, the man tried to escape, a struggle ensued, and the two officers were attacked by three dogs inside the unit. Police say the officers backed out of the apartment, and then the suspect and his girlfriend fled the area in a van. Police arrested the girlfriend later during a traffic stop, but the 35-year-old male suspect remains at large and is believed to be in the GTA. The two officers were treated in hospital and later released. Two people are facing charges after the OPP executed a search warrant in Kincardine. South Bruce OPP raided a home along Albert Street last Friday and say officers recovered about $28,000 in stolen property. An ATV, a snowmobile, and surveying equipment were among the items seized by police. Two Kincardine residents in their 40s face several charges. Chatsworth will not be proceeding with a new multi-use community hub. The project was planned in two phases, and the first would have included a community hall, daycare, kitchen area, and other rooms. It would have cost between $11 and $13 million, and construction could have started by 2030. But Township Council decided against moving ahead in a 3-2 vote yesterday due to cost concerns. Patty Cinnamon is Chatsworth's CAO.
The fundraising committee and the building committee no doubt are extremely disappointed. They put a lot of work into this, but it is the decision of council to not move forward.
South Bruce Peninsula is moving away from the idea of including a recreational use in its town hall project. That's despite public input in favor of pursuing it in some of the space in the former grocery store property on the Wyarton waterfront the town plans to redevelop. Mayor Jay Kirkland says the ceiling isn't high enough to support recreational activities.
I don't even know if pickleball could be played. Depends how high they hit the ball. You wouldn't be able to do like basketball or volleyball or those type of things.
Kirkland says some options that could work with the new town hall are a library or administrative spaces. Owen Sound's water rate is increasing by 5% this summer. Council has signed off on a rate increase to be implemented in July. It's expected to cost the average residential user about another $7 per month. On the national news, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says she does not support the idea of her province separating from Canada, but if a referendum's held for Alberta to leave the country, she says she will respect it. Smith's government proposed a bill last week that would make it easier to bring a referendum in Alberta, reducing the number of signatures needed to hold a separation vote. And a second day of voting's underway at the Vatican as 133 cardinals from around the world continue their deliberations on who should be elected pope. There was no agreement yesterday, and they'll continue to vote by secret ballot until a successor to Pope Francis is elected. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a higher open this morning. Futures jump in pre-market trading after U.S. President Donald Trump announces a trade deal with the United Kingdom. Yesterday, markets rallied. The Dow closed 284 points higher at 41,113. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well, while the TSX was up 186 points to 25,161. Bitcoin rallying more than 3.5% this morning to just under 100,000 US. The price of oil 2% higher, 59 per barrel, while gold's off 1.5% to 3,350 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.01 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead. The morning sports is brought to you by Remax. Mitch Marner scored the winner. The Maple Leafs beat Florida 4-3. Joseph Wall was good in his first start in nearly a month. Leafs will try to go up three games tomorrow. Dallas defeated Winnipeg to kick off that series. Mikko Rantanen had a second straight hat trick. Tonight, the Oilers are in Vegas and Carolina visits Washington. Utah is no longer the hockey club. They will officially be the Utah Mammoth. The Toronto Raptors took Game 1 against Minnesota. Game 2 is tomorrow. The Angels beat the Blue Jays. Max Scherzer said his thumb felt good after a bullpen session to live hitters. The Celtics blew another big lead. Knicks won the first two in Boston. Oklahoma City evened their series with Denver. And reports are Green Bay will sign Wilfrid Laurier quarterback Taylor Elgersma. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Hanover Barons are one win away from capturing the Schmalz Cup after blanking the Essex 73s 4-0 in Game 3 last night. Shallow Lake's Derek Hartley made 35 saves for the shutout. And the 5th annual Lures and Lines Spring Trout Derby continues today until Sunday. You can catch the latest leaderboard updates on the Lures and Lines Facebook page. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. Mostly cloudy this morning, then clearing up to mainly sunny sky in the afternoon, a high of 11. Tonight clear and a low of 1. Sunshine tomorrow and 12. And a beautiful outlook for the weekend, sunny on Saturday and Sunday with highs of 20 and 24.